Petite Hour. Hello, everybody. This is Ann Lauren. We are brought to you by BellaPetite.com, dedicated, of course, to fashion, entertainment, and lifestyle. Today it's spring break, and we have a celebrity yoga expert and one of the world's most famous fashion photographers turned South Beach bikini designer, if you can believe that, all on today's Bella Petite Hour. So let's get this party started with Bella Petite, celebrity yoga and lifestyle expert Dashma. She's a petite fitness model, celebrity yoga teacher who travels the world teaching yoga retreats and takes me in her suitcase worldwide. Plus, she's a yoga teacher certification program specialist in exotic locations all over the world, too. So this lady's got the job. She's the best-selling author of Journey to Joyful, creator of the Perfect 10 Lifestyle.com, Pranayama Yoga Institute, and the Global 30-Day Challenge. She never sits down because now she recently founded the We Are One race to be held later this year in Miami. Welcome back to the show, Dashma. I always love you. You're such an angel.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Anne. Thank you so much.
So much to say, you know. How do you find the time to do it all? I mean, you're a lady of the world.
That's right. I don't sleep much. That's one way. You got to fit it all in by sleeping less. And then when you're awake, just keep going. Just never stop.
I've got that mastered, you know, and like we were talking about you behind your back earlier, you've got this whole lifestyle thing down. So I think you need to share that with me a little more.
Absolutely. I actually was talking to a friend of my sister, actually. The other day, I was running, and she called while I was running. I have an iPhone as my, you know, iPod. And so my phone rings when I'm running, so I was like, all right, I'll answer it. So I'm talking while I'm running, and she's laughing at me, but she was really, she was like, you know, I'm really proud of you. Amidst all that you're doing, that you went for a run, you know, and it was like, you have to fit yourself into your schedule, otherwise you just go by the wayside and you won't get anything done, because when you don't feel good, then you don't get anything done. So that's my motto.
I try and do that too, but the problem is, how do you get the breathing right and talking while running at the same time without fainting?
Well, that's the thing. I've been running since I was 12, so I've got these little skills. I can teach you.
Okay. You're going to have to teach me how to breathe correctly. I've got that down. Not quite yet.
Absolutely. I'll help you out, for sure.
Perfect. That's all I want to hear. So what's the latest and greatest? I know you've been attending some red carpet and fashion events. So tell us about that. And on the, what is that, Miami scene for you?
Yeah, Miami Fashion Week is about to kick off. And I love it here because the fashion here is just sublime, because it's warm all the time. So we can wear hot fashion all year round. And I'm sure Todd can relate, our other guest today. You know, we have a lot of bikini fashion shows in here, but Fashion Week's about to kick off, so is Winter Music Conference, and so we just had a big event. It was red carpet. It was Tiffany was the sponsor, and it was actually awarding the top 10 philanthropists in Miami Beach at the Mondrian, which is a beautiful place right on the water in Miami Beach, and it was a wonderful red carpet event. We had tons of... The funny thing was, there was this... It was Justin Bieber or whatever, and his girlfriend lookalike. It was the funniest thing. These two were walking around, and some of my friends totally thought it was them and got pictures with them, and then they even asked, are you Justin? And he was saying yes to people. And then everyone was like, that's Kylie, not you. It was just a lookalike walking around getting celebrity pictures with people. It was so funny.
That's hilarious. Well, you know what I have in common with Justin Bieber? I'll bet you can't guess. And I share the same birthday, March 1st.
Oh, so
I just
cool.
found that out.
Happy birthday, by the way. That was so recently. Awesome.
There you go. I know. I'm getting younger as we speak. That's what I have discovered. So I've got that down. So it's cool that you're hanging out at the latest red carpet events. And I have to say, only in Miami can you get away with calling swimwear fashion during Fashion Week.
It's totally fashion. You wear it more than any other thing. And I have such a collection at this point that it's art pieces. Now, it's not just functional, it is also artistic.
I love it. Go ahead, sorry.
You know, I spend a lot of time at resorts and also with the paddleboard yoga and all the different things. So you need to mix it up a little. You can't just go with the old, you know, Walmart bikini anymore or whatever.
Who the heck would do that? You got
to know. Well, you know what I mean? Like just a triangle and whatever. Like nowadays it's an art piece, and there's so many ways that you can take a bikini and just make it, transform it into a whole a fashion line, really.
Well, first of all, I'm pretty certain that I'll never get Walmart to sponsor the show after that comment, but that's okay.
I don't think you were aiming for them anyway, were you?
No.
Okay, good.
But what I do know is I know I've found your better half, Dashma, since somebody's got to keep you in a plethora of swimsuits. We've now got, like, the fashion designer god on this show with us, Todd Barrett, and you and he are just going to kick it off so lovely. But before I let you do that, I know, and before I let you do that, you'll understand why. I have to hold him back, believe me. I've got the muzzle on him right now, but we got to get into the biggest breakthrough. What's the latest news with that? What networks are we talking?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? Tell me all about
it. Okay, it's getting exciting and crazy. We're about to launch the online casting for this show. It's going out to 11 million people on Monday is the first launch, and we're going to be accepting whoever wants to audition, submitting a video, and for 6 weeks will be the process of narrowing it down to the selection of 12 people who will be joining us in Bali this June. So basically, you know, as far as that goes, the most immediate thing going on is the casting, the online audition, which is a video audition taking place at thebiggestbreakthrough.com and in partnership with many different partners, including yourself for media partnership.
That's right. We got to get that up because we're now ready to do that. Do we know what network we're secured with yet, or is this
private
party funding?
No, we just signed with the producer this last week, so we don't have, you know, obviously that network decided. But I do have friends with National Geographic, and they told me to submit. They showed me exactly what to submit, and they're going to pitch it this month. They said March he was meeting with the lady that decides on those things. So they were one of my top choices just because I have friends in National Geographic, and
right.
we wanted to work together forever. They wanted to produce the show last year. It just didn't work out because of timing, and now we have 3 months, so at least we have a good amount of time. We're going to do this online casting, so we're going to create a huge buzz online, and basically, the way I see it as far as networks, I'd prefer, actually, a primetime network, ABC, NBC, or CBS, of course, because that's
going to
reach more people, but National Geographic is obviously at the top of the list as well because I love that organization, and I just think, like, because it's in Bali, because it's also a travel show, it's about culture, it's about environmental sustainability as well as breaking through health and healing people, and there's so many cool components. You know, it's the Biggest Loser meets Eat, Pray, Love in a 30-day experience in the exotic, beautiful island of Bali, Indonesia. So it could really fit a lot of things. We were also looking at Discovery, and even, you know, something like Oprah Winfrey Network. It just depends on who we talk to about it, because everybody I've ever talked to is interested, but we're really looking for the person that's going to sign the agreement, and so that's what we're putting it out there to the universe, that, you know, I'm open, but those are my top choices right there.
Well, I'm glad we listened to your top choices, but you know what I heard? I heard the moolah. The fact is, it's not just timing. You now have money in hand. You've got the budget you need, and that's the first huge step. The next is a fait accompli for you. I mean, you already know what you're doing. I think it's going to be probably easy. You're going to get so many submissions for this show because we're going to have this up on BellaPetite.com. It's going to be on TheBiggestBreakthrough.com, of course. We're promoting it through the social medias. What are you looking for on the videos from your potential participants or contestants? What are we calling them?
Okay, so we're looking for people with a variety of challenges, basically. People who are ready for a breakthrough. People who have been through something difficult and maybe are still experiencing that, but that they need this time and they need this healing experience. And we're going to have a lot of different guest experts, a guest doctor, a nutritionist, different trainers. And so basically, people who are ready for that breakthrough. Now, the stories can be a variety because we're looking to reach a mass demographic. So someone with depression, someone who has experienced eating disorders, addiction, those types of stories are so broad and people can relate to it. That's what we really want to connect with on this because I've worked with people in those different experiences and challenges, and the program that they're going to be going through, guided by myself and my team, does heal people. It does transform them. They do overcome challenges. They do have breakthroughs. So we want to just have the most profound, beautiful stories and breakthroughs And on top of their story, we're also going to be taking them to, like, snorkeling and scuba diving and different things, like adventurous things that for me is just awesome, but for some people is totally afraid. So breaking through fears of even being in the ocean or, you know, whatever it is that someone may be afraid of. So many different types of breakthroughs. Every week there will be challenges that the participants have to face, and we'll be documenting that on camera and really capturing the stories. And so that's kind of thing, like even somebody who maybe has had a surgery and is overcoming that and kind of coming back from a surgery. Also, like a single mother who is struggling with her health or, you know, financially. Different things we want to highlight so we can show how the process of taking the time to go inward through meditation, yoga, exercise, eating healthy, cleansing, healing practices, massage, this entire lifestyle, while living in Bali, this exotic, beautiful place, it's so sacred, it's so spiritual, it's so divine, that 30 days can change someone's life forever. And it does all the time. I've done this program already 3 years, so it's like I've seen this happen again and again, and that's why the timing is perfect, and the world is ready for this. People want to see something real. There's enough on TV that's just fluff, that's just drama, that's kind of just place. And so this is the type of show that breaks through the barriers of a reality TV show being garbage and really puts something of substance out there for the world to see. And I know that the world's ready for that.
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, honestly, without you, I'm pretty certain that I wouldn't have broken through, you know, the tragic loss that I've dealt with. So I realize that it does take time. You have to be open and ready and willing for that to happen. And I think that you're going to have tremendous success with your participants on the show. And it is certainly something that, you know, we need. We're at a time where I think people are dealing with lots of issues and are not handling it so well. So, you know, I'd say it's timely. We're ready. And let's see what's left. What happens at the end? Is there an overall winner to this process that you're putting them through?
Actually, yes. It's going to be a winner. At the end, we will have viewer voting, kind of, you know, like American Idol style. But they'll be able to select who they think had the biggest breakthrough on the camera throughout the season. And then that person will be selected to return for season two to be an assistant coach on the team. So it's really exciting because then they get to watch as that person evolves, not only from whatever they used to be, which was maybe like to be a mess, or however their life experience shows them from the beginning of the story, and then the breakthrough, and then the growth, and then now they turn around and they share that what they've learned, their wisdom, their all of the gifts that they've gathered from this experience, and they share that. And the reason that we're doing it that way is I've been doing it anyway, like people that go on and then they turn around and become teachers, they become coaches, they become lifestyle experts, and it's such a beautiful thing when you've had a life-changing experience to share it. That's what this human experience is all about, is once you've learned something, you only really truly learned it once you've shared it with others and helped others through challenge themselves.
That's a fact. Well, I think I've got an ongoing submission process with you then, Dashima. I should be one of those lifestyle experts, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, you got to get in with the lifestyle first. We're getting you in, right?
That's right. And on a note, we're going to take our first break on the Bella Petit Hour. We'll be right back with more lively chat.
Do your children know where their food comes from? At ConnectingFarmToFork.com, there's all kinds of ways to help your child understand how 300 million of us here in America stay nourished, clothed, and healthy. Activities, food facts, and farm visits help young people learn about America's hardworking farmers and have lots of fun doing it. Visit ConnectingFarmToFork.com today for a learning experience that'll really grow on you. ConnectingFarmToFork.com, brought to you by the people who care at Feedstuffs Food Link.
For today, on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you'll learn all about how to homeschool on America's Web Radio.
Hi, this is Brent Macy, Managing Director for the Institute for Healthcare Consumerism. If you're a solution provider in this marketplace, I'd like to talk to you more about our corporate membership program that will allow you to showcase your solutions in front of our audience who will be making decisions on what they're going to be putting in place surrounding their healthcare benefit packages in 2013 and beyond. Contact me at 770-296-7276 to learn more.
Hi, this is Rhonda St. Dennis. Listen to my program, Homeschooling for Today, on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on America's Web Radio.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, Medical Director for the Atlanta Healing Center. Our team is able to offer a multitude of treatment options such as quantitative EEG, also known as brain mapping, hormonal and nutritional assessments, neuropsychological testing, and cognitive therapy, along with traditional 12-step facilitation. And we can even offer you, if appropriate, a gentle medically managed detox. Please contact us at 770-696-9862.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And for thanks for tuning back into the Bella Petite Hour. Right now I've got celebrity yoga and lifestyle expert Dashma, and also the new producer of The Biggest Breakthrough. Plus, in a few short moments, we'll have fashion photographer and South Beach bikini designer Todd Parent join in on the fun with us. I'm sure he's just dying to get some words in. This has got to be killing him, right, Todd?
I have that mother in.
I know you do. This is awesome. Your strain is just brilliant. Dashma, now you not only have the biggest breakthrough happening, you're now going right into the WeAreOneRace.com. What's the latest update on this wonderful partnership we have?
We Are One Race is really exciting. It's a global initiative. And even 2 weeks ago, I was up in the Senate. I got three senators on board. One of them gave me an endorsement letter for the campaign. It's a global campaign spreading awareness about health and sustainability while raising money for our charity partners. So it's a platform that is going to be annualized. So every year it will continue to grow and expand on a global level, and bringing together our sponsors with their customers and fans in a socially engaging, fun way that they can build a relationship online while raising money for charity and doing good things for the world, basically. So it's actually, this campaign is going to go for the course of nine months, building up into the actual event that's taking place in November on Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, which is a 10K relay race and a all-day health expo on the beach with a theme of health and environmental sustainability. And it's also including a leadership summit, which will be held in South Beach. We're looking at the Versace Mansion and a few locations to hold the leadership summit, but we'll be inviting Bill Clinton. Actually, I sat down with University of Miami today, and they're one of our partners, and Bill Clinton was one of the speakers so they're going to be working on inviting him. But we've got some other really great speakers already committed, like Chairman of Environmental Sustainability and Energy in the Senate, Mike Jacobs, is already committed.
Was that part of your Chicago trip that you just recently got back from?
Absolutely. We had so much fun. I never knew senators were so cool. I mean, I was hanging out with them. Like, they let me speak all over the Senate floor. It was like I owned the place. And then, like, I got to sit in Obama's chair. They let me do yoga on the counter in the Senate.
I saw that.
I got pictures.
I know why those guys, those dirty little bastards, let you do that.
They're nice. I didn't say that about them. No, there was women senators. There's a lot of different senators, you know. They're just so cool, and nobody ever came in there that was a yogi before, so they were like, this is cool.
Okay, Josh, I'm sure they thought it was cool. What were you wearing? And I've seen you in these pretzel poses.
No, I was wearing a white suit.
I feel better
now. Professional. It was very professional.
You have to remember when we all went out and met the Push Girls, you know, they've got that fabulous Sundance series, and you were wearing a dress and you had done that pose, and we didn't realize there were some other men like hanging out in the background who almost like fainted on the ground. So I'm glad you were wearing a suit.
Totally. No, I was very professional. But it was great because I got all the senators on board. And then anyway, so we got so many people on board for this campaign, and we had the Miami Dolphins on board. And GoPro is one of our sponsors as well as Miami Dolphins. And we have, one of the people on my team, she's with Dwayne Wade Foundation and the Miami Heat. So we're working on getting the Heat involved as well, because I talked to the Dolphins about that, and they said that that would be cool. Like, I wondered if it would be okay, if there would be, like, some kind of competitive vibe.
You are stacking your team. That's so unfair. Right now, I've got the triple threat of petites on my team already. Melissa Molinaro. I swear, telling you which basketball guys are coming on board now.
That's right. No, I know your team's going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear about your team, Anne. Tell me more. Do you got any more people signed up?
I'm not telling you. I'm going to be quiet now since I'm listening.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait. And we even have kids' teams. Like I said, GoPro is sponsoring a kid from the Special Olympics. We got so many cool aspects of this going. We're going to live stream the event from the beach and from Versace Mansion and from the football stadium that weekend in November. So we just have like so many things going on. Actually, today we were just featured in Miami Herald, a big article about it. And it's just growing and growing. I got a publicist working with us now and an operational manager. We got our business development. He used to be a lobbyist. He's working with the government and bringing us, you know, in with the more of the government. And I had this really awesome idea. Actually, met this beautiful, you'd call her an Amazon, but she was like 7 feet tall.
No, Glamazon.
I mean, beautiful Haitian model the other day, like 7 feet tall, though. But I was talking to her. I was like, oh, my God, you should be our Haitian spokesmodel because you're just so drop-dead beautiful. And so then I had this idea. I was like, we're going to have a team for every country.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, and then so then it becomes, you know, not just about sports and not just about companies, but it's about the government, it's about countries, it's about the people, it's really exciting. So that's one direction I'm exploring.
Well, I think that's a fabulous direction, and let's take one more direction and bring Todd Barrett into this discussion because I know he's got a lot to say, and he's probably dying to get involved in this event with you. And for our listeners, Todd Barrett is quickly becoming one of the most recognized lifestyle brands in South Beach, Florida. He's a life coach, image consultant, personal trainer, and a photographer, and a bikini designer, all rolled into one man, if you can believe that. So welcome into our fantastic discussion here, Todd. What say you? Are you going to be on the Bella Petite team? I think I might just have to snag you.
I'm a free agent, so I'm wide open.
And you're a big guy. And you're a big guy, so we need somebody who can take some large strides.
I'm one of the good guys. You want me on your team?
Absolutely. You got it. You know it.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this whole We Are One race?
I think that's awesome. I'm in. I love being a part of stuff like that. So, and especially being right here. I live in South Beach, so I live two blocks from the Versace Mansion. So
perfect.
Go. Match made in heaven. Dashima and Todd sitting in the tree.
I'm in.
You're funny. I live on the Venetian, Todd. We should hang out.
I'm at the Standard every day. That's my hangout. That's my little shindig, the Standard. So you're right there by me.
I'm always there. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's my little place. So we'll talk. We'll get some set up there.
Totally.
Oh, I know what kind of guy you are now, Todd.
I'll bring some bikinis.
Todd does. He brings the girls the bikinis, has them and the mojitos. Oh, boy. So do tell us about your background. What's your story?
Well, my story is that when I was younger, I was a bit of an athlete. I raced Ironman triathlons. I raced semi-professional mountain bikes for Powerade and Trek. I started dating a girl years ago who was a swimwear designer, lingerie, but her real job was actually doing wedding dresses. But we dated for a long time. I learned a lot from her from that, not realizing that was soaking in. And then as I became, as I leveled off being an athlete, I became a trainer and I started training a lot of swimwear models. And from that point on, I just learned a lot about swimwear. And not realizing that all this was soaking in. And as I moved to South Beach in 07. I started training a lady who owned a bikini store, and she was just like, Todd, you know more about swimwear than I do. I mean, I own a store. And I'm like, I didn't even realize that. And at that point is when the whole thing started, it became in play, and that's when I started, like, okay, well, maybe I can do this. And I was going to do it with her.
So, Todd, was that before you became a photographer or after?
Yeah, well, the photography thing, I've always loved photography, from traveling around from California to Europe to whatever. I've always loved taking pictures and cameras and lenses, even though I didn't know a lot about them at the time. But once I decided to do a line, I was arrogant enough to think I could probably shoot it. Now, I'm sure I sucked. In fact, I know I sucked in the beginning. But I was arrogant enough to think I could do it myself. So at that point, I realized the love of photography just got better. And self-taught, and still learning. It never stops. So
who are some of the more
famous?
So tell us about some of the famous faces, supermodels, celebrities that love your work.
Well, just recently, Kim Kardashian put on her fashion site, our swimwear site in line. And so that was a big boost for us. We Ocean Drive is Miami Magazine, Fashion TV, Fashion One, all these things have picked us up and now giving us airplay and giving us a lot of attention. So it's not just one particular celebrity. It's just in general, we're making a buzz in the fashion direction.
That's right.
I was already in the fitness industry. I shot Jeremy Nicole Lee, who's the biggest fitness model in the world, been on over 80 magazines. I shot her and been in Planet Muscle twice with her, which is a fitness magazine. So I was already in the fitness industry way before I started going into the fashion industry, if that makes sense, as far as the bikinis.
I am certain that you've got to become a sponsor for the We Are One race bikini. It seems like a natural fit. Right, Toshima?
Yeah, actually. I think so.
I think that we would love to do something like that. We want to be a part of Miami and the lifestyle here as much as we possibly can. So I think there's no question we'd love to be a part of that.
So there you have it.
It might be a done deal. Yeah.
Making deals on air during the show. That's what we're all about.
I see. You're making things happen on air. I love it.
That's it. Let's talk about your recent coverage and campaign for Art Basel. That was a huge release in Miami. We were reading about it over here.
It was. We have an amazing PR guy named Brian Long, and he has absolutely been a godsend for us. And he's really dialed in the fashion industry and with celebrities and stuff. And we were able to obtain a spot rooftop of the Catalina Hotel during Art Basel. If anybody knows who's in Miami, that is Hotel Row on Collins Avenue. That is where the heart of Art Basel is, where the Delano and all these big hotels are at. And so we were able to get rooftops the last Saturday of Art Basel, December 8th, to launch our swimmer line. We were the only line to launch anything during Art Basel, which was kind of a big deal. So we were very lucky. Even though it was during the winter, so to speak, for the rest of the country, we had to take that opportunity, and we were able to do it, and it was a huge success. Very lucky.
I absolutely was. I think I read something like over 50,000 people attend that type of exhibit throughout the year.
It's the biggest art festival in the world. There's more than that. It is the biggest art festival in the world.
That's just one opening from what I had read, you know, is one of the most famous modernists and contemporary artists. Totally Miami, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, listen, I think we got to take our second break on the Bella Petite Hour. Joshma, it's always a joy to have you on the show with us. Thank you for tuning in or joining in today. You've been fab.
Thank you, and I'm sorry I have to go, but it's been wonderful, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon, and I'm going to be in L.A. in just about 10 days, so I'll see you soon.
I cannot wait. You know where you're staying. All right. And on that note, we're going to take our next break.
Right.
This is Rena Sartain asking you to join us on the Master Gardener Hour every Saturday morning at 11. Lively conversation and great guests. You'll always learn a lot. See you on Saturday.
Hello, I'm Steve Gross. I'm the host of The Gross Reality, and we're a show that every week talks about ways to run your business better, ways to improve technology that you're using to make more profits and keep your costs down. We're always looking out for you and looking out for ways to make your business more successful. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to you every Wednesday afternoon on The Gross Reality.
This is Doug Field, CEO of the Institute for Healthcare Consumerism, and I'd like to personally invite you to join us at our IHC Forum East Conference, May 9th and 10th, at the Cobb Gallery in Atlanta, Georgia. That is where you'll learn how to get your employees to become better healthcare consumers and lower your healthcare costs. Again, join us May 9th and 10th at the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia, and I look forward to seeing you there. You can find our information at theihccforum.com.
Hi, I'm Paisley McDonald. Be sure to join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for At Home with Paisley, your latest design tips and trends for the home.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And welcome back to the Bella Petit Hour. Of course, this is Ann Lauren. And for those of you just tuning in, we have the fabulous photographer and newly crowned South Beach King of Bikinis, Todd Barrett. He claims to know it all. Didn't you say earlier, you know, there was some specific story that spawned this latest venture? You know, you're a man of all trades, so, you know, do really tell what was the exact inspiration and why is it that some of these store owners are shaking in their boots?
Well, I mean, we, you know, living in Miami, living in South Beach, it's a very beach-oriented town. It's warm all year round here. We might get a cool day here and there during the winter, but for the most part, even during the winter, it's 78 degrees sunny every day. So it's a beach-oriented town. It's very loose. The beaches here are topless. The beaches, then girls are wearing tinier bikinis. But, you know, it's not your, you know, there's no place in the country like South Beach. It's just not. It's the French Riviera. It's the Ibiza of the States. So living here on the beach, which I do, plus my, you know, having a background with dating a girl who was a swimwear designer, training all these top girls from Hawaiian Tropic and Hooters. I'm talking about Hooters, the pageants, not the restaurants.
that's good.
Well, you have to, you know, I wouldn't say Hooters.
I don't think I've ever been inside. Who eats at Hooters?
I train girls on the calendar of Hooters. I train those girls. Like, those are the top girls. They're absolute. And all those girls are only, a lot of those girls are 5'5 and under, by the way.
That's right. They're the best bodies, petite.
Most
that
of those Hooters and Hawaiian Tropicals are short. They're not very tall. So that's a great thing. I started training the girl who owned the bikini store. And from that point on, she put it in my head to do a line together. Now, she and I didn't work out with very different directions of what we wanted to do with the line. But I've been living on the beach here. You go out. I live 2 blocks from the beach. You go out and you see what's going on in the bikini world just by walking around the beach in Miami. And that was a big inspiration to, like, you know what, I could actually do this. I can actually do this. I have a creative side of me, even though I'm very athletic. I'm an NSA certified trainer and have a private training business in Miami. I also am very creative. And so this was an outlet between designing the bikinis and also the photography, the outlet this creative side of me and get it out there. I'm very passionate, as you can tell. It's like my fitness. And so, you know, not a bad life here in Miami. So I can make no complaints.
No, not a bad life. Fitness
no
trainer. How could you have any complaints? You know,
no
you
complaints.
Had a short stint. Hey, you know, do you have a shout out to your Brad out there in Atlanta, Georgia? You know, we're being broadcast live out there right now.
I lived in Atlanta for almost 8 years, and growing up in North Carolina, Atlanta is only three and a half hours south on 85, Highway 85. So I love Atlanta, Georgia. It's a very, very soft spot in my heart for Atlanta. So big shout out to people in Atlanta because I love Atlanta, Georgia. I call it the New York of the South, actually. It is the New York of the South. Business partner lives in Atlanta. So it's a big deal. That's a special place for me, Atlanta is.
Wow. We had to say that because I'm sure many are wondering where you've gotten that Southern boy accent, considering you're in South Beach.
I thought I got rid of it when you brought it back.
Oh, no. You're making me want to talk that way, so I'm holding back. I'm trying not to do that.
No. stay with the hot Southern California accent. We'll go with that one. I like that one.
I'll do it. No problem. Now, I'm a bikini girl. I love wearing bikinis. I need to find out what sets your bikini apart from all the other big bikini brands out there, and who's your bikini going to look best on? Does it work on all heights, all shapes, all figures? You know, tell us about all that stuff.
Well, what we did was we were able to, I started out with one manufacturer that I work hand-in-hand with. I have a really good close relationship with both my manufacturers. Like, I could call them on their cell phone and get things done if I need something done. It's, you know, so that's a great thing about having a manufacturer in the States, is also having a close relationship with them. But what we did was, having two different manufacturers, not, and they're completely, they don't even, they're completely different, is we were really able to, in my opinion, perfect the scrunch butt bikini, which is a bikini that's a butterfly cut in the butt area, which means that it really fits the girl's butt, whether you're tall, whether you're short, whether you're curvy, whether you're fit, whatever, it really, across the board, universally, looks good on a lot of different body types. And, you know, from a fashion model here in Miami to a girl in Tupelo, Mississippi, who's a little curvy. Not, you know, that's how mean, but you know what I mean. Like, it really looks good universally on both. Then we have the mini scrunches, which is just a tad smaller. We have a Brazilian style, which is, you know, obviously based from the Brazilian cuts from Brazil, but we added our little twist to it with our two different manufacturers. So we have from really sexy kind of skippy to moderate to someone in middle America could wear and still look fat, you know, sexy and fashionable and not showing too much, or you can show a little more if you want to. So we have a little of everything.
That sounds fabulous. So this is like a lifestyle brand for confident women, from the catwalk to the model type to the curvy girl, basically Giselle to Kim Kardashian. Did I get that right?
Oh, my God, you nailed it.
Okay. So those are like all the perfect women out there. That covers everybody. So, ladies, you're definitely going to want to be checking this out. I love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. I mean, we really try to you can't make everybody happy and swimwear. You just can't. In the beginning, I think we were going to do that. My business partner, Wes, and I were going to try to do that. And you just can't. You can't make everybody happy. And even your manufacturer tell you the same thing. You can't make everybody happy. You got to get in one direction and then go full force with it. And that's just what we did.
Well, do you have that fabric? Do you have that fabric that gives you that, like, Brazilian butt lift we hear about?
You talking about the magic butt lift?
I don't know. We always see these stupid ads.
How do you know about that? That's a Tomar secret. Damn it.
Please tell me that I need to know that this isn't true. Tell me girls aren't wearing that damn pajama jean that they keep advertising, saying that Miami's hottest trend are the pajama jeans.
Swimmer's not doing that. I really haven't
have
seen
Have you
a lot
ever
of that.
Seen any women... Please tell me there aren't any women wearing that cheesy pair of pants. There's another sponsor I've just lost.
We just got screwed out of Walmart. That was my exit strategy for being a
billionaire. There you go.
We just got screwed out of that. Now you just
stay on this show. Just stay on this show. I'm going to help you out.
We're going to run the tip into the rock before it's over. We're going to run it right into it. Fabulous swimwear will not be doing that. I can tell you that right now. I read about that. I hadn't really seen that in South Beach yet. I'm sure there is, because I think like Demetria said earlier, that there's no, you know, with it being warm down here, it's a very fashionable town, but it's warmer year round, so you're staying more warm, fashionable type of thing. So if I saw someone on the beach, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, but not so much.
I think I'd be surprised if I saw a girl in Miami or on South Beach wearing a pajama jean. I'm sorry. I just don't get it.
Don't be, because let me tell you something. Miami is as much as I love Miami, it is a lot of crazy people living here.
For sure. They got you. They got you. Well, now, Todd, since you're a radical photographer, you've worked with all the major agencies from Wilhelmina Ford to Elite. What are your views about the fashion industry standards? Now I'm going to get this party started.
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready.
Let's go. What do you think about that pesky little fashion industry standard?
When I started out, when I really first got the line going, most of the girls I was shooting were smaller women. I didn't have the agencies knocking on my door. I didn't have agencies blowing me up wanting me to shoot them. So I started out shooting like shorter women, fitness models to the glamour models who are not tall enough to make it as a fashion model. That's not a knock. I'm just saying this as far as height wise. But I like the shorter models. I love them. They actually look really good in the bikinis. I think it's a bit of an unfair standard, in the sense that if you're not 5'10", you're not a model. I mean, that's crazy. That's insane. And or you shouldn't be, you know. I don't agree with it. I think I told you earlier, I struggle with that sometimes. Like, I want to shoot all, like, I mean, I'm shooting a girl today, later, who's 5'9". I'm shooting a girl Friday who's 5 feet tall. And I can't wait to shoot both of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy about shooting both of them. So it doesn't really matter to me, but there is a standard in the fashion industry, unfortunately, which I'm glad that Belle Petite is breaking and breaking through with that. I'm really happy with that.
Well, it's all about timing. You know, we've seen the standards come around to accept the plus-size tall women, and we're like the last undiscovered gorgeous women in the industry, the petite, that is, and it's her time. And it really, it's just all about creating that platform that's on par with Vogue and Elle and Glamour. Once you do that, that wins over the designers who have decided that, you know, somehow we can't be models. But oddly enough, they want all their fashions on petite celebrities. So, you know,
yeah.
Go figure.
Well, I think you brought up a good point to me, which I did not know, which was, I think, was a very, very important fact that I should know, is that you told me, I think, the number was 40, well, what was the number? 40,
we hold $10 billion in retail buying power, yeah. And 70% of all women are actually 5'5" tall, yeah. And under, and only 3% of women are 5'9" and taller. So here you've got this odd lexicon in the industry where designers are designing clothing that only fits 3% of all women, so petite women are left with getting, you know, an alterationist. I don't think there's anything in my closet that I've ever altered, that I've never not altered, that is. I don't know what off the rack means.
Well, essentially, 5'5" and under is actually pushing the fashion direction for the money being made in the industry is women 5'5" and under, which is insane considering the standard that is being brought in the fashion industry, that it's got to be 5'9" or up, you know. But yeah, the actual money being made in fashion is from 5'5" and under. It's a staggering number, which I did not know. So
yeah.
That's amazing, and I completely agree with it. So,
you know, I know from our discussions, you are extremely passionate about the petite model. We want to hear a little more about that. I mean, you're jacked up about her, you know, and you're really kind of like that, the good guy on our side.
Yeah. I all the time. Now, I send a lot of girls who, because there's a lot of models in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and the surrounding areas in South Florida, I send girls all the time to watch a lot of the SI videos that they're trying to get. A lot of girls look good in bikinis, but even if they're 5 feet tall, they look good in bikinis, but it's a matter of modeling. So what I do is I send them to watch the SI videos. But I said, don't worry about how tall they are. Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you still can't shoot like them. It doesn't mean you still can't look like that in a bikini just because you're 5'1", 5'2", or 5'5", and under. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. You could still be beautiful and fashionable and rock out those bikinis or rock out whatever fashion you might be wearing. So, you know, so I use a lot of the SI Sports Illustrated videos examples for girls to become a better model. But don't worry about them being that tall. Who cares? I don't.
I know. And if you're a good photographer who understands features and angles, you're going to shoot that petite woman, and she's going to look tall by the time you're through with her. You know, she's not going to look, I mean, I know a lot of guys want to rely on Photoshop, and it makes me laugh because it's not going to make a great photograph if you don't understand how to shoot that petite model in the first place.
Well, a lot of photographers or even some models will say, well, we'll just fix it in Photoshop. And I'm like, and when I hear that, it makes me cringe because I'd rather get it right the first time, and I'd rather shoot you right the first time, regardless of what your height is. I mean, I just want to shoot. I'm going to get it right the first time. But, no, I don't take that approach with the whole Photoshop thing. I love Photoshop 6. I have it. But I don't use it as my savior. I mean, I just...
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're a photographer because they have Photoshop, and it's kind of like, hey, if you want to take out a that's my saying, you know, if you want to take out a blemish, something like that, that's one thing, but please don't give me that vanilla crap I see coming from Photoshop. It bores the crap out of me. And on that note, we're going to take our final break on the Belle Petite Hour. We'll be right back.
Moms, dads, listen to my radio program, Homeschooling for Today, on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you'll learn all about how to homeschool on America's Web Radio.
Have you heard of quantitative fluid analysis? Commonly called QFA, this test assesses your body at a cellular level and gives insight into your illness. Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center offers the QFA, an FDA-approved test that can often provide early diagnosis of conditions before they can be detected with other tests. Dr. Elena George believes in an integrative approach to medicine. She believes in treating the problem and not the symptom. Following a review of your results, Dr. George will suggest treatment approaches such as nutritional counseling and or the use of pharmaceutical-grade enzymes and nutritional supplements. Surgery and prescription medication will be recommended only when necessary. Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center is located in Atlanta at 1776 Peachtree Road Northwest in Suite 260 North Tower, two blocks south of Piedmont Hospital. They are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Additional details are available at www.peachtreeentcenter.com. Call their office at 404-591-9100 to make an appointment, and mention that you heard this ad on Radio Sandy Springs and get 10% off of QFA testing.
Hi, I'm Paisley McDonald with At Home with Paisley, and believe it or not, I really am over 12 years old. Please join me each week, Thursday at 3, for practical advice and stylish living for your home and office.
The Business Builders Seminar Series presents cutting-edge business services and products in an academic setting to top executives and business owners. Business Builders features a pool of best practice solution providers to educate, enlighten, and implement solutions. The seminars create more effective and efficient management skills while vastly improving business profitability and success. Business Builders has grown from the initial seminar of about 50 guests to an ongoing program attracting over 100 top executives for each topic. For more information, visit businessbuildersteam.org.
This is americaswebradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Hello. Has David brought us back in yet?
Yes.
He has. Excellent.
Yeah, we're
excellent.
On.
You know, What could be more perfect than you know, a slight technical glitch, and that's why I don't look at other things while we do this show. That serves us well. You know, I hate that when that happens to me, but, you know, we're going to roll with it anyway. We're having a ton of fun, and Todd, you're fabulous. You've been talking to some of the great – you're an absolute supporter of Bella Petite, which I have to appreciate.
100%.
And, right, and you've been talking about – you know, the fashion industry status quo, and you've even gone out on a limb a bit and started to talk with some of the more fashionable and famous petite celebrities. Who are they, and what are they saying about Bella Petite?
Well, there's one thing that really a model comes to mind here in Miami is a girl named Lisa Morales, who is she's a Cuban model. She's only 5'2". She has her own show on Telemundo. And she's the face of several lines here in Miami. And so I immediately contacted her, and she was totally excited about this. And right down her, she literally looks like she's 5'2", but she looks like a fashion model. She looks like someone on the cover of Vogue. And she's made a really good living out of being a television host and a model at 5'2", and broken every mold possible in the whole modeling and fashion industry. Totally just doesn't even faze her, which I love. And then there's another girl, Jamie Easton, who is a big-time fashion model, a fitness model. She's 5'1". She's been on the cover of over 80 magazines. She's the girl next door. She is absolutely she is the queen of fitness as far as, like, beauty and fitness, and she's just, every girl wants to be her in fitness. So there's some really cool people that are interested in what you got going on here and the barriers that you're breaking down, which I'm very happy that you are. So I'm a huge supporter of Bella Petite, and anything I can do to help make it even bigger, I will.
Well, I know you're doing that, and I do appreciate that, and you couldn't be more fabulous. And what are some of the, let's say, next releases, upcoming things that we can be looking for that you're doing?
Well, here in Miami, we're going to be a part of, there's a big thing, and I don't know if people on the West Coast know about this, but we have a festival called the WMC, which is the Winter Music Festival, which is more of like house music, DJs and stuff like that, but it's a week long in March, and it's a big deal. Like, people from all over the world come to this. It's like the Art Basel of house music.
Cool. What about some of the latest work that you've done on, like, I think you were telling me about fashion TV? Fashion
I just right now I'm actually on Fashion TV, an editorial and also a video, but also Fashion One TV network. We just did a big, huge video shoot called Rich Bitch on 120-foot Italian sailboat called The Reuben Lady with Wilhelmina, with Fashion One, with Todd Bear Swimwear, and we have an amazing stylist named Eric Stern from Wilhelmina, who's actually going to be working with me on Fashion TV. We're doing another Fashion TV shoot coming up in 2 weeks. So we have a lot of things going on with Fashion One TV and Fashion TV Network and FashionTV.com. So we have a lot of cool fashionable things going on. Very, very, very lucky.
Very cool, partners. Very cool. How timely. You know, we have the CEO, Ashley Jordan of Fashion One, coming on the show next week.
Wow. Well, you and I have a mutual friend with Elizabeth, from Fashion One.
That's right. She's one of their producers, and you know, I was just amazing. Ashley Jordan is an Oscar-winning producer from Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's company. So she's going to be real. Yeah. She's got a pretty amazing background. So we're going to be profiling her on the show, and then plus we're in the midst of setting things up with Fashion One for a huge shoot for Bella Petite magazine. For the first time in fashion television, they're going to cover a high fashion shoot with petite models and a petite fashion magazine. Wouldn't you know it? I'm making it happen. You know, that's what it's all about.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense for Fashion One to do that, because fashion is fashion. You don't have to be 5'10" for it to be fashion. That's insane. So it makes sense for Fashion One to be innovative enough to do something like that.
That's right.
Which doesn't surprise me. They're a great network. So they've been nothing but supportive of what we're doing. So that doesn't shock me at all that they would be a part of that.
Well, I've been kind of, they're part of that whole Bigfoot entertainment family, and for the last couple years, they've been growing that network. It's the largest, biggest high-definition network in the country covering fashion, you know, television. So it's pretty impressive, and so I'm sure you're going to continue doing work with Fashion One, and we're going to be able to follow you on the Rich Bitch series. Now, you did also start to mention what's happening for spring break in Miami. What's up?
Okay. Well, spring break, again, this month alone, we have obviously the spring break, which, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. We're going to be doing an event at the Clevelander Hotel, which is right on Ocean Drive, which is just a big party hotel. They actually have a T-square stage built over their pool, so they have shows at all times, from fun to whatever. So it's a big free-for-all, a lot of fun. We're doing an event there. We're doing an event at Winter Music Conference, WMC, which is one of the big electronic DJ festivals for a week. And then literally the next week after that is the Ultra Music Festival, which is the exact same, similar thing, but different promoters, but a lot of the same DJs. You know, in today's time, a lot of people like house music and DJs and stuff like that. So 2 weeks back-to-back, we're doing events at that as well, at the big pool parties, plus the event at the Clevelander. Leading us right into Mercedes from Fashion Week in June. So we got a lot going on the next few months. Very, very lucky. Very, very fortunate.
Sounds totally cool. So what's next for you? Where can our listeners go to follow you?
They can go to my website, which is www.toddbarrettswimwear.com. Now, this is the kicker. There's two D's in Todd. There's two R's and two T's in Barrett. So if you ever search that, which if you Google it, it'll come right up. But just know there's two D's in Todd and two R's and two T's in Barrett. And then swimwear. Plus my social networks. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Model Mayhem. I'm on Instagram. I have tons of followers on all those as well.
Well, and here's the good news. We're going to make it easier. We're going to simplify this for the listeners. You're going to be able to find all kinds of great news about Todd Barrett on BellaPetite.com, of course. And I sense there's like a great gift package coming my way with some of the coolest bikinis.
There's going to be a package laced with diamonds.
That's what I wanted to hear. Now you're reading my heart.
We're also in a really cool boutique called Evolution, which is a boutique little swimmer bikini store in South Beach as well. I know it's a local thing, but we're also in there as well, which is a great little store right here on the beach called Evolution Boutique. We have an amazing aisle in there with the big banners of our stuff, and then so we sell a lot of bikinis out there as well. So we're very fortunate being there as well. So a little side, a little plug there, but definitely worth plugging because they're big supporters of us as well. So Revolution in South Beach is where we're at as well here in Miami. And also we're getting ready to be in the Catalina Hotel and also their sister hotel. We're going to put kiosks in those hotels, really nice kiosks that are set up just to sell bikinis. Catalina and I can't think of it. I'm sorry, I've totally
blanked. Well, Todd, you're doing just about everything, and we're going to be able to follow that for you, so no worries. But we're running short on time. It's been a lot of fun. You're a fabulous guest. Hang with me for a few more minutes as I take you out here and let our listeners know we've got a lot of cool news happening on Belle Petite. And, yes, we have named our very first 2013 Belle Petite Model of the Year. You're going to be able to see her video this week and how I tricked her into learning that she was actually the winner. She had a freak out on video, guys, so you're going to get to see it. I can't wait to show this. It's going to be lots of fun. Plus, we're going to have her joining us next week on our broadcast, and we've got, like I said, Ashley Jordan from Fashion One, so it's going to be a fantastic show. Lots of fun things going on. We do have some latest fashion news for you on Belle Petite. We're giving some wonderful how-to advice, you know, what petite girls can, you know, what they can wear, what you can't wear, what to look out for. We've even got heart-healthy advice from one of our local, get this, Todd, one of our petite models happens to be a practicing physician. So beauty and brains goes hand in hand with petite women is what we're learning. So I couldn't be happier. You know,
I love it.
Women after my own heart, you know, that's all I can say. Plus, we've got some fantastic resort wear for you on Belle Petite, of course, through Belle Petite clothing and Belle Petite swimwear. And who knows, you may even find some of Todd's bikini wear hosted for you there, too. And plus, I got to tell you, we've got a great show happening next week. We've got, and you're going to find out some good information on America's Web Radio. They've got some wonderful things going on, so I want you to go to americaswebradio.com. And check out what they're doing, and you'll also find the fabulous podcast for Belle Petite there too. Plus, you can follow us on twitter.com/Belle Petite, and you can follow us on facebook.com/Belle Petite. Lots of things happening. Believe me, we've had a lot of fun. Last week we had a cool show with HGTV design star Vanessa De Leon, and plus we had George Brescia on. We've got more fashion news coming your way. Make sure you tune in for that. With some funny petite gossip on the Huffington Post from Cynthia Cheng. She absolutely hated Kristen Chenoweth on the red carpet because she found her to be an insulting representation of petite women. Too cutesy, too insecure. What say you? Want to hear your comments on Belle Petite for sure, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday for a live broadcast at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on America's Web Radio for the Belle Petite Hour. Head over to them and check us out. We've got a great show with Fashion One CEO Ashley Jordan and our Belle Petite Model of the Year. We're tearing down the old antiquated fashion standards, and we're ushering in a new breed of models and beauty that women can identify with. That's a wrap, folks. I'm Ann Lauren. We'll see you next week at the same time on the Belle Petite Hour for all your news on fashion, entertainment, and lifestyle.